Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Iba is the great defender of the OSU wheat varieties. It holds its own in drought conditions and also offers consistently high grain yield and test weight. Iba has excellent grazing tolerance and offers good fall forage production. Iba jumps slightly ahead of its sister variety Gallagher when it comes to yield and has a better overall fitness to the conditions of the high plains. Iba also maintains dough strength at a great range of protein content. Iba is another in the OSU graze and grain and golden grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Well, the cattle futures market held in there relatively strong, considering corn being as strong as it was. But feeder cattle today were down about 90 to $1.12, and that was about a dollar off their lows, while live cattle were 50 to 60 cents higher. Boxed beef at midday was up 11 cents on choice at $213.88, select down 17, $190.62, so pretty quiet on that front. Packer margins for beef are estimated to be a positive $140 a head, while pork is steady or even money, so they're just breaking even there on pork. The feeder cattle index yesterday was at 141.06, up $1.74. So the feeder cattle index is really strong despite boxed beef and the cash trade being pretty quiet. Have not seen any cash trade on the live cattle up to this point. Technically speaking, both on live cattle and feeder cattle were above the 50-day moving average and have reached the 38% retracement. The next target is the 50% retracement for August feeders. That's 146.15. For August fats, it's about 115.84. Both of those just coincidentally are also near the 100-day moving average. So that's kind of another target level for both the feeder cattle and live cattle. We're nearing those 50% retracements.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Discover new products and services at Cattle U and Trade Show, July 31st and August 1st at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Practical and useful learning for cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders. Enjoy 2 days of keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and industry panels while becoming BQA certified. Register at CattleU.net. Make it a family trip and plan to attend Dodge City Days and the Roundup Rodeo. Cattle U and Trade Show, a High Plains Journal event. For details and registration, go to CattleU.net.
The grain futures market ended up today really strong, led by soybeans. Soybeans finished up 14 cents, put November at 931.5. Corn was second, up 11 to 12 cents, and put December at about 460, 13 cents off of its high. And then Chicago wheat was 1 to 3 higher, and Kansas City wheat about 6 higher. Cotton futures finished today down about 46 at 62.62. So extreme weakness there on cotton. The trade is really focusing and trying to sort out what the USDA will do in the August 12th report. You know, we're always looking for the next report. Well, this August 12th should be a pretty big one as the USDA has resurveyed the planted acre number for corn and beans, and that those are going to be changed on the August 12th report. They were not changed yesterday on yesterday's USDA report. So a lot of action being focused toward that. If you just look at trade and ignore yesterday's USDA report, it's indicating that we've got some problems in corn because it's done nothing but go up following that report. But time will tell. Outside markets today, the stock market continues to grind higher, making new highs, up about 200 now in the Dow. Currently, crude oil in August is up 6 at 60.26. And the front month natural gas just slightly higher here, up about 3 and 3.5 cents at 245.20. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.